Welcome to Echotones. I'm Joy LaClaire. Bozeman Tenants United organizer Olive Sohn joined us on April 22, 2025 to tell us about their latest campaign, which would make legal counsel available to Bozeman tenants facing eviction. Here's what she told us. Welcome to Echotones, Olive Sohn. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Olive, you're an organizer with Bozeman Tenants United, which really got the attention of local media and politicians when you succeeded in the 2023 election campaign of Joey Morrison for Bozeman mayor. BTU is a truly grassroots organization. Please tell us a bit of Bozeman Tenants United's history so far.
Bozeman Tenants United was founded a little bit over 2 years ago by a group of organizers in Bozeman. We founded it because we were knocking hundreds of doors when we were trying to elect Joey Morrison for the first time in 2021. And we heard from everyone that housing was their number one issue and their main concern. And that's why we decided to found the tenant union.
You have a campaign that you're working on now, and it's very specific to tenants' rights. It's a subset of tenants' rights. Why don't you tell us about it?
Right now, we are fighting to win a policy called Tenant Right to Counsel. Tenants in Bozeman have access to a lawyer 1-4% of the time, while our landlords are having access to a lawyer 80-90% of the time in an eviction court, which results in many tenants losing their homes unfairly and having to navigate a complicated legal process by themselves. And so we're seeking to even the playing field between landlords and tenants and ensure that tenants have the support that they need on the day of their court.
What is it you're actually asking for?
We're asking for the city to fund a tenant right to counsel program that hires lawyers who represents tenants in eviction court for free or low cost.
And where would that money come from?
The city's budget, their general fund.
So is this something that the city commission would decide, or is it something that would be taken to the voters to decide?
The city commission passed a two-year long budget last June. This June, they're going to be making amendments to the budget, and we're asking that the city commission amend their budget to include some money to start a right to counsel program.
Since there are so many needs that already aren't being met, how do you respond to someone saying, I don't want my tax dollars going to somebody else's court thing. I'd rather it go to the parks or something like that. Is there an argument that you can make that deals with fiscal issues?
In other cities and municipalities that have passed the right to counsel, they've seen a plethora of cost-saving benefits. Unfortunately, the crisis of houselessness in Bozeman is very expensive, and so tenant right to counsel keeps tenants off the streets and in their homes, which saves the city money on the services that they spend taking care of the streets, as well as is a net benefit to the community in many other ways. Eviction is not just a housing crisis, it's also an education, a health, and other kinds of crises in people's lives that put strain on social services. Right to counsel has been passed in, I believe, 25 cities, counties, and states across the country. It's a tried and true program that has worked in many other cities and counties and states in the U.S.
And what have the results been in these other places? Did it reveal a net benefit? Fiscally, I'm talking money. I know a lot of people, that's really what the bottom line is for them.
On the National Coalition for Civil Right to Counsel's website, we've seen in other cities that have implemented right to counsel that they've saved money on the cost of the social services that they use to take care of houselessness. For example, in Los Angeles, they were estimated to save $3.50 for every $1 invested in tenant representation, while in Philadelphia, they were estimated to save over $12 for every $1 invested in tenant representation. It's pretty simple. It's much more effective to prevent homelessness rather than to react to it.
So if we were to take an average of between Los Angeles and Philadelphia, let's say it's $6 for every dollar spent, that would be, just to make round numbers, if the city commission allotted $100,000, shall we say, they would save $600,000 in other costs to the city?
I can't say exactly what it would be for the city of Bozeman, but based off of how we've seen it work in other cities, we think that the city of Bozeman would save money if they passed a right to counsel.
Yeah, that was just as an example to illustrate, not that you're predicting that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is this going to be a whole other level of bureaucracy? For example, would a tenant who's being threatened with eviction, would that tenant have to go through a whole rigmarole? How would it work?
The program would be housed in the Montana Legal Services Association, which is the state's legal aid provider. They provide legal aid for everything from domestic violence to preventing eviction. And so we're proposing that the city contract with the MLSA to scale up their existing eviction prevention services to serve tenants in Bozeman. As for whether or not it would be a complicated process for the tenant to access these services, we've seen in other successful cities that the least bureaucracy possible leads to the best outcomes. And so a tenant having to jump through as few hoops as possible is crucial to the success of the program. And so when and if we're writing a policy for right to counsel, we want to keep that in mind, trying to ensure that a tenant does not have to jump through any hoops to access a lawyer, because evictions move fast. Tenants in Montana have to respond to an eviction filing by their landlord within 5 days, which is a very, very short period of time to put together the legal documents required to do so. And if they don't respond within 5 days, they by default lose their case. And so it is really, really crucial that these lawyers are able to move fast and connect with tenants very quickly.
I have to say, I find that very shocking. I thought you were going to say 30 days.
It is very shocking, Joy. In 2023, our state's legislature voted to change the time in which a tenant has to respond from 10 days to 5 days, significantly shortening the period of time that a tenant has to respond to their eviction filing. And being an organizer of tenants in this work, I've had tenants who I'm organizing have an eviction filed on them. And it is a incredibly short period of time to put together everything that you need to. We are not professional lawyers, and your eviction filing can be anywhere from like 5 to 10 pages long and is very complicated. And yeah, tenants are all the time just losing their cases by default because they don't understand how to navigate this incredibly complicated legal process.
Well, it sounds like not only is it complicated, but it sounds like the law is changing pretty rapidly. Olive, at what stage would you say Bozeman Tenants United is in organizing for providing counsel for tenants?
We're really hopeful that this June that the City Commission chooses to allocate the money for a right to counsel and to fund this program and get it off the ground. We have been organizing around right to counsel since last spring, and so we've been forming relationships with many, many tenants who have faced threats of eviction, who faced eviction, who are behind this campaign. And we're very well along in the campaign, Joy. We've been doing this for about a year now. And we know now more than ever that tenants desperately need a right to counsel.
Tell us more about how Bozeman Tenants United is reaching out to the community at large.
That's a great question. This May 4th, we're hosting a town hall at the Bozeman event space at 3 p.m. This is an opportunity for anyone who lives in Bozeman to get their questions answered about right to counsel. And we hope that as many people come as possible to hear from us, as well as a panel of experts that we're convening to get their questions answered and to learn more about this program and about evictions in Bozeman.
Who are some of these experts? Can you share that?
We are hoping to have Charlie Cromwell, who runs ASMSU Legal Services, in attendance, as well as a representative from the Montana Legal Services Association, Amy Hall, who has been handling eviction cases in court. She's a lawyer for the last 20 years. Deputy Mayor Joey Morrison is going to kind of speak on how he sees a right to counsel working for the city, as well as a few other experts. John Pollock of the National Coalition for Civil Right to Counsel, who has advised the 25 municipalities who've passed and implemented a right to counsel, is traveling all the way from Alabama to Bozeman to be at this event. And he is a fountain of knowledge about right to counsel. And so he's also going to be answering any questions that people may have.
So repeat where and when that is going to be.
The Right to Counsel Town Hall will be on May 4th, Sunday, May 4th, at 3 p.m. at the Bozeman Event Space.
And where is the Bozeman Event Space?
It's just off of Main Street on Tracy, at the Bozeman Event Space at 14 South Tracy at 3 p.m. at the Old Mason Temple.
The tenant's right to counsel, would this be like guaranteed by an ordinance? Is that the idea? Is this going to harm landlords?
That's a great question, Joy. And we've heard a lot of concern from landlords about this. But when it really gets down to it, no. This program will not harm landlords. In fact, sometimes it's beneficial for both parties. We've heard that in places that have implemented this program, it saves on costs for everyone. Oftentimes, the lawyer is able to mediate between a tenant and a landlord outside of court and save the landlord the expensive legal fees that it would cost to evict someone, as well as work out a better deal between the tenant and the landlord and potentially keep the tenant in their home. And so we don't see it as something that could harm landlords. In fact, it can actually be very beneficial to both landlords and tenants.
It sounds like it would also potentially free up the courts for other matters.
Absolutely. And I think anybody who's had to go through a legal process in the last year knows that the courts are very overwhelmed and that it's really best when these kinds of issues can be resolved outside of court.
Olive, is there anything else you want to share with our listeners about this?
The last thing that I would want to share is just some more information about who is being evicted and how this crisis is impacting our community. According to national data, according to the experiences of our tenant union, the people who are most at risk for eviction are people who are disabled, our seniors, our families. In fact, we recently heard an estimate from the Montana Legal Services Association that 40% of evictions in Bozeman are of families. And these have really high social costs in our city for kids who are being evicted. I spoke to a tenant last week who, when her and her husband were evicted for being $100 behind on their rent, her entire family was living out of their car. And she has a 5-year-old and a 9-year-old. She lost her job. She had to pull them out of school. So there's really high social costs of eviction in our community. And the people who are being evicted are the poorest people in Bozeman, are the most vulnerable people in Bozeman. And this is something that we can do to really protect the most vulnerable people in our community. There's a lot more information about our Right to Counsel campaign on our website, which is bzntenantsunited.org. There's also a fountain of knowledge on the National Coalition for Civil Right to Counsel's website, specifically on tenant right to counsel and how it's worked in other cities.
Well, thank you so much for joining us again on Echotones, Olive Sohn.
Thank you, Joy.
You just heard a conversation with Olive Sohn, an organizer with Bozeman Tenants United, about their campaign to make legal counsel available at little or no cost to tenants facing eviction. You can find out more at bzntenantsunited.org, and there will be an informational town hall on Sunday, May 4th at the Bozeman Events Space at 3 o'clock. Echo Tones is a Beyond the Deep End production, hosted and produced by Joy LaClaire, for broadcast and archiving on KGVM Bozeman and KGVM.org.